in these accidents. They had to build the city up again. This was the old city, small, lazy. No, it looks like a lazy city, but it's a lot of weather in Ålesund. And the middle degrees is about 8 or 10 degrees, I think. It's not a very... So, well, I dropped my point. After 16 hours, the city was destroyed, and they had to rebuild the city. And they couldn't sit down and cry. They couldn't sit down and think in long runs, because people needed roof over their heads. At that time, in Norway, we had 500 years in union, first 400 years from the Middle Ages up to 1814, a union with Denmark, and then we changed to union with Sweden, and it was a growing independence movement in Norway. And the architects were looking back in the history. They were looking back to the medieval times, the time where the Norwegians were very proud about, the Viking story. And they looked back to the state churches and Viking ships and the stone castles, etc. And they want to use the ornaments into their architecture and to redesign or making a Norwegian architecture. Also influenced by international movements. In Bergen, they built this national theater, they called. It looks like a mix of Hoffmann and Wagner, maybe. In Oslo, yes, this is fascinating. Details, masks, etc. Interiors, very nice details. A really good example of Gesamtkunst. In Oslo, the government were planning to build new offices. They were building on a wall style with natural stones in the facades. The stone was typical Norwegian, they said. We have a lot of mountains in Norway, and granite is very typical Norwegian. Can you hear me, or is it a problem? Okay. And as we can see here, they used details from the wood carvings, from the state churches and the Viking ships. That was the most typical Norwegian they can use. But they was also inspired from the, especially from Germany, I think. But this is not typical for the Norwegian on war architecture, I guess. But we can raise the question, is there any kind of typical Norwegian honor war expression? Sorry for the bad quality, but this is also when it was rebuilt, jumping over. And here we are at the Jugendstilsenteret in Ålesund. This can be maybe a very typical Norwegian honor war building, raised in stone and with very nice details. Inside, this has been an old pharmacy in former times. The architect used details from the old wood carving traditions maybe from medieval times, as you can see in the details here, dragons and fantasy animals, maybe. And they, they were, the building was also a Gesamtkunst. The architect planned everything in details. The light was also important for the building. We can't see the light here, but this is a window to the out to the staircase from the pharmacist's apartment. The architect was influenced by the artists in at that time, and maybe Edvard Munch, the famous Norwegian painter. This is not Munch, this is Harald Solberg. But they were both influenced by the symbolism. And here we can see the context to Edvard Munch. Several of the buildings in Ålesund have very, very nice details. But it's hard to say that the details was made in background on the local flora. Because I think the architects that went to Ålesund, they had their background from and were educated in Europe. They have worked in Europe, especially in Germany. So maybe the influence is more from the Central Europe and from the Northern Europe than we can say it was developed as a local item. But this is a theme we have to investigate more. So we can't say anything for sure. This looks more like a countess, I think, and that's not a... and we can't find a countess in the flora in Ålesund. It's hard to see the details for you, I think, but it's a lot of flowers as well in the details. And what do you call it? The sunflower? Mm-hmm. We can see it here. Well, that's not typical for Ålesund either. So, but we find a lot of sunflowers in Norway. I think the builder and the owner of the building and the architect, they cooperated about the shape of the facades. And they want to look, they want buildings that looked modern and with nice, and it should be nicer than their neighbors, of course. And they had to try to find other expressions than their neighbor building as well. This is another example. The building was raised as a brewery for beer, in fact. But here we can find grapes and wines, etc. We don't find grapes in Ålesund era at all. So I think this is more an expression of the influence. But what can we see? Here we have another building drawn by the architect Skytteberg, the same architect as drew the building for the Arne Vaa Center, in another shape. But this is more influenced by medieval architecture in Norway, with these towers, and also with this knits from the ropes So it's more maritime details, we can say. This was a building. This building was raised as a hotel, maybe for tourists. Olsen was also a tourist place in the beginning of the 20th century. We have mosques in the details, and well, maybe we could find similar details here in Terrassa as well. I think I saw that yesterday evening. So the building has rather an international character, I think. This is another stone building. Here we can find also details from the maritime, like these ropes. I have another detail, not from this building, but made by Schütteberg, also this nits, but in an Arnouveau shape. This was the representative building for the Union. It's one of the most monumental buildings in Olsen. It could have been raised many other places than in Olsen as well, in this design. We don't find many details from the flora, but we find maritime motifs in the pediment, for example. Now we are going back to the old Olsen. The city was grey, and it took several years before they started to paint the buildings. And why, I'm not sure. But they started to paint the buildings mainly after the Second World War. And that was a very important thing to do, because many people, the older people, they can only memory the city as a grey city and a dirty city and an unmodern city. And it's a great task to preserve the city today. But in fact, when the city is, the building gets colors in details and in facades, they looks much better, and it's a more inviting city. And so when you are going around as tourist in Olsen and you can see all the nice details, the painted details, it's hard to say that this colors goes back to 1904 when they reconstructed the city. More or less, the colors are set by the painters and the owners. But anyway, it's a very nice city, and it's a compact Arnouveau city. Today it's only about 400 Arnouveau buildings back. More than 100 is demolished. Of that 100, nearby 25 was buildings placed into the street, and the rest was backyard buildings. But the city is going into a slow transformation when they are demolishing one piece here and another building there. But anyway, we are looking forward, and we are going to investigate more about the history, about the decorations, the ornaments, and of course also the colors. Maybe we can find some original facades with original colors in the future.